சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 18 வெர்ஸ் 65. மன்மநாபவமத்பக்தஹ மத்யாஜி மாம் நமஸ்குரு. மாமே வைஷ்யசி சத்யம் தேம் ப்ரதிஜானே ப்ரியோசி மே. இன் திஸ் கன்க்ளூடிங் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் பகவத் கீதா, லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கிவிங் ஹிஸ் கன்க்ளூடிங் வேர்ட்ஸ் in the form of teaching only, summarizing the entire teaching in two shlokas. Entire teaching in two words, karma yoga teaching and jnana yoga teaching. In this 65th verse, karma yoga teaching final summary. Then 66th verse is Jnana Yoga final summary. In the last class I have explained this Karma Yoga summary. Lord Krishna said Karma Yoga Sadhanam, Karma Yoga Swarupam, Karma Yoga Phalam in one sloka. What is that essence Lord Krishna gave? In previous all chapters, he puts it in nutshell, Karma Yoga summary. That is, Karma Yoga Swarupam is Pancha Maha Yajna performance. Karma Yoga Swarupam is nothing but performance of Pancha Maha Yajnas. To perform this Pancha Mahayajnas, Grihastashrama is the sadhanam. To perform Karma Yoga, the best ashrama is Grihastashrama. One has to take Karma Yoga as the sadhanam in one's life. Once it becomes a sadhanam, that means I must be a Grihastana. Grihastha only can perform Panchamaha Yajnas. Why Grihastha Ashrama is the sadhanam? Because in Panchamaha Yajnas, when we are performing our other rituals also, Manusha Vittam, Daiva Vittam, Ejamani and Putra, all of them are involved. Five factors are involved in any ritual. They are all Manusha Vittam, Daiva Vittam. Daiva Vittam means Daiva Anugraha is required. Manusha Vittam, one has to put an effort and do the rituals. Vittam means not only wealth, but all types of resources. All types of resources one has to make use of. Manusha Vittam, Daiva Vittam means Daiva Anugraha, Daiva Bhakti, all are required to perform all these rituals. He must be an Ajamana, he must have Parivara to perform all rituals. Therefore, Grihastha Ashrama is the ideal Ashrama. Patni is required to perform rituals. Alone one cannot perform. Putra also required. So these are all beautiful infrastructure given for a person in the society. This infrastructure helps to give all resources and to perform Panchamaha Yajnas. So that person get కర్మయోగ ఫలం దట్ ఈస్ చిత్తశుద్ధి. చిత్తశుద్ధి ఫలం కమ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ కర్మయోగ ఫలం. సో కర్మయోగ స్వరూపం వన్ హ్యాస్ టు నో అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్. టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ సాధనం, కర్మయోగ సాధనం. బీయింగ్ ఇన్ ఏ గృహస్థాశ్రమ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దట్. మెచ్యూరిటీ కమ్స్, రిఫైన్మెంట్ కమ్స్ ఎట్ మెంటల్ లెవెల్, అకామిడేషన్, ఫర్గివ్నెస్, అడ్జస్ట్మెంట్ విత్ ద పీపుల్, ఫ్యామిలీ, సొసైటీ. లాట్ ఆఫ్ మెచ్యూరిటీ, ఎమోషనల్ మెచ్యూరిటీ కమ్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ పాసిబుల్ ఇన్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ త్రూ కర్మయోగ, కర్మయోగ ఫలం. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ కమ్ అండర్ ఓన్లీ రిలిజియన్, ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ వేద, వేద పూర్వ భాగా. దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ పర్సన్ వెన్ హీ అటైన్స్ దట్ చిత్తశుద్ధి, జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి, పర్సన్ ఈస్ రెడీ ఫర్ జ్ఞాన యోగ. దిస్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ ప్రతిజ్ఞ. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్, అర్జున మే యూ లీడ్ ఎ కర్మయోగ లైఫ్, దెన్ ఐ విల్ ప్రామిస్ యూ సత్యం ప్రతిజాని. బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ డియర్ టు మీ ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్ యూ సహా మాం ఏవ ఏష్యసి. దిస్ వర్డ్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సెంటెన్స్. మాం ఏవ ఏష్యసి, యూ షాల్ రీచ్ మీ అలోన్. యూ షాల్ రీచ్ మీ అలోన్ మీన్స్ యూ విల్ డెఫినెట్లీ అటైన్ మీ. మాం ఏష్యసి ఏవ, యూ కెన్ పుట్ ఇన్ ఏ డిఫరెంట్ వే ఆల్సో. ఏష్యసి మామేవ, యూ షాల్ రీచ్ మీ అలోన్. మామేవ ఏష్యసి, యూ రీచ్ మీ అలోన్. యూ విల్ నాట్ గో ఎనీవేర్, యూ విల్ రీచ్ మీ అలోన్. త్వం ఏవ మాం ఏష్యసి, లైక్ దట్ ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ పుట్ ఏవ మాం ఏష్యసి, త్వం ఏవ మాం ఏష్యసి. బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ డియర్ టు మీ, యూ అలోన్ విల్ అటైన్. యూ అలోన్ విల్ అటైన్, నో బడి కెన్ అటైన్. దోస్ హు ఆర్ డియర్ టు మీ, దే విల్ డెఫినెట్లీ అటైన్. యూ అలోన్ అటైన్, యూ అటైన్ మీ అలోన్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ భగవాన్స్ గ్రేస్ షవరింగ్ ఆన్ అస్. వి హ్యావ్ టు ట్యాప్ దట్ గ్రేస్, దట్స్ ఆల్. భగవాన్ గ్రేస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫ్లోయింగ్. శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ఇన్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ, ఫైర్ is always warm, it gives warmness. To whom it gives warmness? In chill winter, fire is there, but if you go near to that only, it gives warmness. You can be free from chillness. Unless you go near to that fire, it cannot give warmness. Similarly, unless you open yourself to the Lord, your heart, your mind totally to the Lord, you cannot tap the grace of the Lord. Even though it is showering, your mind is blocked. Suppose your mind is not having devotion towards Lord, you don't have trust towards Lord. Suppose Bhagavan also helpless. You are dear to me because you are devoted to me, therefore you are dear to me. Arjuna surrendered to Lord Krishna. That's why Lord Krishna says, you are dear to me. This point we have to note here. Bhagavan is always helps to those people who helps themselves. Who helps themselves means what? We have to understand properly. Who seek the help of the Lord at right time? Therefore, trust on God, devotion on God, helplessness one has to recognize. We are human beings with limited knowledge. There are many factors, unknown factors in everyone's life. Therefore, seek the strength, draw the strength from the Lord, which is the invisible force. And you see the strength, if you draw the strength, you can see your life will totally change. Therefore, Arjuna, maam eshyasi eva, tvam eva maam eshyasi, eshyasi maam eva. Up to here we saw in the last class, the religious part of teaching, that is Karma Yoga, is over. Now coming to the next summary called Jnana Yoga Summary, Uttara Mimamsa. This is Purva Mimamsa in one shloka, Veda Purva Bhaga. Now Uttara Mimamsa, Veda Anta Bhaga in one shloka, 66th verse, very important verse we will read. Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Aham Tva Sarva Papibhyah. Mokshayishyami Mashuchah. This is the Charama Shloka. With this, the entire Bhagavad Gita is over. This shloka is called Charama Shloka. This is the most confusing shloka. Very, very important, confusing shloka. Many acharyas comment upon this shloka in a different ways. Many people talk about this shloka in different ways. But Shankaracharya briefly gives the appropriate meaning, in which commentary there are no logical fallacies, in which there is no Shastra Viruddhata, in which there is no Anubhava Viruddham also. In other commentaries, there is logical fallacies or Shastra Viruddhata or some Anubhava Viruddhata, all we can see. But Acharya's commentary is the commentary which brings all Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava put together. He establishes this shloka in an appropriate manner. We have to understand this shloka. Otherwise, people take this shloka, make abuse the shloka also into their life, and they interpret wrongly. Now let us see what are the confusions are possible in this shloka. Then what is exact meaning given by Shankaracharya, we will see. The confusions in this shloka, there are three statements. Number one is Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Number two is Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Number three is Sarva Papibhyah Mokshayishyami. These three statements. Each statement is a confusing statement if you take literally. And each statement looks like Lord Krishna contradicting his own teaching. If you remember previous shlokas, it looks Lord Krishna contradicting his own teaching. This shloka looks like that. Therefore, we have to see the implied meaning, figurative meaning later. Now, what are the confusions possible? If you understand, then you understand how Shankaracharya has interpreted this shloka, we can understand. Therefore, first I'll present the confusions before going to give the meaning of the real meaning of the shloka. First confusion is Sarva Dharman Parityajya. May you give up entire dharma. Sarva Dharman. Dharma means here duties, values. May you give up all values, may you give up all duties. Parityajya means give up, renounce. Arjuna, may you give up all your duties, may you renounce all your values, dharma. But what Shastra says? Satyam vada, dharmam chara. Do all your duties, only Lord Krishna said in the previous shlokas. Dharmadhi yuddha shreyonyat kshatriyasyana vidyate. Arjuna, dharma yuddham is very important for kshatriya, he said. Now he says, dharman parityajya, contradicting his own words. Then he said, swadharmam api cha vekshya navikampitum arhasi. From your swadharma standpoint also, Arjuna, you have to fight, he said. Now he is asking Arjuna, give up swadharma also. Dharman parityajya, sarva dharmananna, give up all duties, values and then artham. So this is contradiction number one. Number two, second statement. Mamekam sharanam vraja, may you surrender to me. May you surrender to me. Surrendering is also a type of duty. Surrendering to Bhagavan is a type of action. I am surrendering to Bhagavan. Manasika karma. It is also a mental action only. In the previous line he said, sarva dharman parityajya. Give up all karmas. Suppose if he has given up all karmas, where is the question of giving up sharanagati? Mame, he gives up sharanagati also. Sarvadharman parityajya, if Arjuna follows, there is no sharanagati also, because he has already renounced all duties. Sharanagati also won't include, was there with Arjuna to give up, because he has renounced according to Krishna's statement, sarvadharman parityajya. How can Lord Krishna ask, Mameva sharanam vraja, may you surrender to me? Arjuna should ask, Ippudane chunnel, all dharmas, duties, values, give up, then why you are asking, Mamekam sharanam vraja, enna irikka, how can I surrender? Arjuna will ask, if first statement is literally you take, second statement becomes irrelevant. Mamekam sharanam vraja. Therefore, that sharanam vraja you cannot talk about if first statement, if you take that meaning. What meaning? Everything you renounce. Second statement is irrelevant. But Lord Pujyadayananda Swamiji says, it is like dharma darshanam in the Balaji temple and all, Tirupati. Dharma darshanam, dharma darshanam. Other than dharma darshanam, whatever darshanam is there, suppose VIP darshanam, some other darshanams are there. Those darshanams are what? Adharma darshanam. Chalanuma? Dharma darshanam, all are adharma darshanam. Adumadri, you give up entire, you know, dharma, karma, action, values, and challi. Mamekam sharanam varajana. Eppidi appan. So you are contradicting your own words and madri aidam. So dharma darshanam anna word use panna koodad actually illaya and alavuk nam think panna matam, but acharyas will think. Okay, therefore Arjuna, you have to give up your dharma. Means here we have to understand properly, later we'll understand properly. So confusion number two. Otherwise, people take it as an advantage. Because Lord Krishna asked in 66th verse to give up all dharmas, therefore I have given up now. Because Krishna asked, therefore I have given all values, satyam vada, that's why I am doing vada, dharmam chara, I am not following. Because Lord Krishna asked to give up everything, I am following the footsteps of Lord Krishna. That is called abusing the words of Lord Krishna. Then third confusion is, Lord Krishna says, sarva papibhyaha mokshayishyami. Sarva papibhyaha mokshayishyami. Adhachetva mimam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi. Swadharman kirtincha hitva papam avapsyasi, he said there. In previous, first chapter, second chapter, he said, Lord Krishna, if you give up your swadharma, Arjuna, you will get papam. Pratyavaya papam, you will get papam avapsyasi. Now, here he says what? Arjuna, if you give up every duty, dharma, I will protect you from papa. Is it not contradicting? It is contradicting only. Therefore what? people misunderstand this shloka, there is a possibility of misunderstanding Krishna's teaching. We have to understand properly. Dharma means here karma. Now, sarva dharma. Now, three confusions over. How people misinterpret sarva papebhyah moksha ishyami. I will help you to cross over all sins by giving up all your duties and chunna. Is it a teaching? What he said and what he is telling now, contradiction. If we understand, it is shows contradiction. That's why rondu moodu vaati padicha Bhagavad Gita in the slokam puriyum. First time, if anyone study Bhagavad Gita, they cannot understand, it is difficult. In a big, big scholars, acharyas themselves, they got confusion. Where is the question of ordinary people to understand? Therefore, two times, three times, I have to thoroughly study entire Bhagavad Gita, then I can understand the shloka's depth. Another point we have to understand, when he said, dharman parityajya, sarva dharman parityajya, what about adharma? Adharma chollave illiye Krishnaru, therefore I am practicing. Ani solluvaanga illiya? Krishna asked what? Sarva dharman parityajya. But he didn't mention sarva adharman parityajya. Since Krishna did not ask to give up adharma, already we are doing, we are going to continue. People take it as an advantage where they want. Is it not? For that we have to understand, no, Lord Krishna already said to renounce adharma in 16th chapter, in previous other chapters also. Asuri sampath is called adharma. Lord Krishna said asuri sampath one has to give up. He need not say here particularly, separately, because it's already over. The topic is over, already completed. Therefore, here dharman means you have to include adharman also, because already said. Enough. Without studying whole Bhagavad Gita, this one sloka only people take problem. Dharman already he said. Dharman he mentioned here. So you have to understand adharma karma, dharmika karma. Both of them you have to renounce. Appo, both I'll give up now. No, it is not, that is the meaning. Karma is not the meaning. Punya papa karma, how can I renounce? Once I renounce karma, Krishna is asking, punya papebhyaha moksha ishyami. How can I renounce punya papa? Is it a physical event to renounce punya papa? It is not a physical event to renounce punya papa. Then what do you mean by renouncing punya papa or taking away from punya papa? Also you have to understand properly. Lord Krishna says, one more shloka also we have to recollect. Give up all your duties, dharma, dharmika and adharmika, suppose literally we take. Another contradicting point we have to note. Lord Krishna says, no one can stay even a moment without doing one's own duty. Nahi kasti kshanamapi jatu tishthat yakarma krita karyate havashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi, Krishna said. So no one can sit idle without doing any action. Everyone performing karma, Krishna said. So therefore, that is not possible. Giving up, renouncing karma is not possible. Then what do you mean by parityaga? Parityajya means here, in sleep, we are not karta. In sleep, we are not doing anything. We have no kartrutva bhavana. Karta status is not there. I am a sleeper. Sleeping action I am doing. Do you remember? Do you have that status notion? I am a karta in sleep. Karta is not there. Kartrutva bhavana is not there. Doership status is not there. performer status is not there. Not there in the sense, abhimana is not there. Aham karta iti abhimana is not there. Therefore, sarvadharman parityajya means karta abhimana tyagaha, natu karma tyagaha, karta abhimana tyagaha. Kartrutvam comes only at body-mind complex anatma level. Therefore, karta abhimana tyagaha is equal to anatma abhimana tyagaha. Because karta, the doer, kartrutvam belongs to deha and manas. In sleep, deha abhimana is there, not there. Mana abhimana is not there. Karta abhimana is not there. Why in sleep there is no karta abhimana? I am the doer abhimana. Identity is not there. Because deha abhimana is not there, mana abhimana is not there. That means anatma abhimana is not there. Deha, mana put together anatma. That abhimana is not there, therefore karta abhimana is not there. So karta abhimana the karanam is what? Karanam is deha abhimana, mana abhimana. Sthula sharira abhimana, sukshma sharira abhimana is the cause for karta abhimana. Just as in sleep you are not having karta abhimana because lack of deha mana abhimana, similarly in jagradavastha also may you give up this anatma abhimana, deha abhimana, mana abhimana, which leads to karta abhimana. Give up that identity abhimana with this anatma shariram and mind. Sula sukshma sarira abhimana vid. Giving up that anatma abhimana is called adhyasa tyagaha. Sarvadhanman parityajya is equal to deha abhimana tyaga, kartrutva abhimana tyaga. Kartrutva abhimana tyaga is equal to adhyasa tyagaha, parityagaha. I am the doer abhimana, give up Arjuna. Not that dharma karma, what you have to do. Karma abhimana, karta abhimana, may you give up. Parityajya, sarvadharman parityajya. Therefore Lord Krishna said, prakrite kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. Ahankara vimudhatma eva karta ahamiti manyate. Tattva vittu mahabaho gunakarma vibhagayoho guna guneshu vartamte iti matvana sajjate. Therefore, these people only, anatma abhimanis only have karta abhimana, karma phala abhimana, that you have to give up. Why? Lord Krishna's teaching should not contradict with his previous teaching. Nahi kaschi kshanam api jato tishthat yakarma krit. There, no one can sit without doing anything. Therefore, here, dharman means not karma. It cannot be karma. Then what? Dharma means what? Karma abhimana. Karta abhimana. Karma phala abhimana. That alone must be the right meaning Shankaracharya established. Is it logical or not? For thinking people, it is very clear. For non-thinking people, it is not clear. If I say it is duties giving up means, there Krishna's teaching will be affected. Krishna teaching will never go wrong. If I interpret that way, Krishna asked me to drop all family duties also, and therefore I want to run away from the family. And there what he said, nahi kaschik kshanam api jato tishthatya karma krit swadharmam api cha vekshan avikampitum arhasi. So that is the statement, Lord Krishna statement, we have to protect, we have to make it meaningful. And here in this shloka we must interpret it as, because Lord Krishna want to teach Arjuna atma jnanam, moksha prapti. Arjuna wanted that Shreyas. What is Shreyas, you tell me? Hey Krishna, what is Shreyas? Moksha is Shreyas. Lord Krishna must teach what? That Atma Jnanam only. Atma Jnanam is what? Giving up Karta Abhimana, Kartritva Abhimana is called knowledge. Therefore, this is called Uha Poha Vijnanam. You have to see the previous slokas, and you have to see the Vedanta Upanishadic teaching. Krishna teaching is in keeping with Upanishadic teaching. Upanishadic teaching, Krishna should not contradict. His words, he should not contradict. Therefore, this sloka must be interpreted properly. That is why Shankaracharya is the only rescuing us from all these onslaughts of meanings, ajnanam, adhyasa. Who will protect us like otherwise? If Acharya commentary is there, not there, in spite of that commentary also, people, Shankaracharya meaning they won't take. They take their own meaning. Shankaracharya's teaching is always in keeping with Upanishads and Krishna's teaching. Krishna teaching should not go against to his own words. Krishna teaching should not go against to Upanishadic teaching. That way Lord Shankaracharya has to interpret this shloka. How difficult it is to write a commentary, understand now. It is not just like that writing commentary. Shankaracharya has to protect Krishna's words. Shankaracharya has to protect Upanishadic words, and he has to see the Krishna's teaching and Upanishadic teaching must have alignment. That has to be protected by the commentator. It's the greatest job what Shankaracharya did here. Genius in a genius, Acharya. So that is why I am trying to put all these points in front of you. Think logically. If you say that meaning, word meaning, you take it as it is, it will contradict Krishna's previous teaching. It contradicts Upanishadic teaching. Therefore, what? Only one solution. You have to go for implied meaning. That implied meaning we are going to see now. Number one is karma tyagaha is equal to kartritva tyagaha. Sarvadharman parityajya. Statement number one is karmatyagaha. Karmatyagaha is equal to karma kartrutvatyagaha. Doership, renouncing the doership status. Number three, kartrutvatyagaha means karma abhimanatyagaha. Karma abhimanatyagaha. I have to renounce the identity with that karma what I am doing. If I have that karma abhimana, I am having kartritva abhimana. Giving up kartritva abhimana means what? Karma abhimana tyagaha. Karma abhimana tyagaha eva kartritva tyagaha. Kartritva tyagaha is as good as karma tyagaha. Not physically karma tyagaha. Even you do that karma, it is as good as not doing. Because you have given up kartritva bhavana, therefore karta bhavana you have given up, therefore karma also you have given up means what? Karma phalatyagaha. Whenever I renounce karma means what? Karma phalatyagaha. It is as good as renouncing karma. Physically I am not renouncing karma, but that karma will not touch me later. How nicely Lord Krishna protecting Arjuna. You give up kartritva tyaga, do kartritva tyaga, karma abhimana tyaga. If you give up, sanchita will not touch you, prarabdha will not touch you, even agami will not touch you. When three karmas are not there, are you free from papa or not? You are free from papa. Moksha ishyami ma shuchaha. May you not cry, Arjuna. There he said, sochami. Lord Krishna in 11th sloka of 2nd chapter. When Arjuna said, I am really in a sorrowful condition. My dukkham cannot be removed. Therefore, Arjuna, Krishna, remove na. Then Lord Krishna said, you are talking like a panditas, but you are crying. panditahana anushochanti, hey Arjuna, they will not grieve like this. And that Arjuna, he gives the answer, ma shuchaha. Panditas must be like this. Second chapter, 11th sloka onwards, he talked about panditas. Therefore, you are a pandita, Arjuna. If you are a pandita, ma shuchaha, may you not grieve. Why? Look into the meaning of this sloka now. Sarva dharman parityajya karma yoga dvara jnana yogyata prapti anantaram. And chalana. Karma yoga dvara jnana prapti anantaram. Sarva karman means sarva karma abhimana tyaga may you do. Having renounced all actions, karma phala abhimana tyagaha, deha abhimana tyagaha. Sannyasa ashrama, whether physically you take or not is not the question, but it is optional. But manasika sannyasa, karma phala tyaga, karma abhimana tyaga, kartrutva tyaga is compulsory for everyone. It is called antara sannyasa. Everyone must have become an antara sannyasi. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Vaidika laukika sarva dharman. Vaidika laukika karma abhimana kartrutva abhimana may you renounce. That means what? Here, you have to understand, knowledge of jivatma swarupam jnana yoga sadhanam sannyasaha svikritya. Sannyasaha svikritya means jnana, knowledge of jivatma swarupam, that jnana yoga may you take up. That is called real sannyasa. Sannyasaha svikritya or vividisha sannyasaha svikritya. What it means here? Internal sannyasa. May you take up, having renounced. Then, next one, Sharanam Vraja. Here, Sharanam means surrendering to God, means how you surrender. Here, Sharanam means Jnanam. How Sharanam means Jnanam? Akartru Swarupa Jnanam is called real surrender. Akartru Swarupa Jnanam. Is surrender to your own real nature. Akartra swarupa jnanam. I am non-doer. I am actionless self alone. That is called sharanam. I am actionless akarta atma eva. I surrender to my own self. Shrunati dukkha nashayati iti sharanam. Shrunati. Shrunati dukkham nashayati iti sharanam. May you take shelter. And meaning, literal meaning is what? Swamiye sharanam ayyappa. Or a season, you know. May you take shelter in ayyappa swami. You know? May you take shelter in me, Lord Krishna says. What it means, taking shelter in Krishna means what? And the Govardhana Parvatam keelapai uka anuma. Lord Krishna lifting Govardhana Parvatam, so Arjuna can go and take shelter under that. It's not that. World dependence to God dependence to self dependence is called Sharanam. Ultimate Sharanam. In the Sharanam, kashtam and chulli, and the Sharanam chullitam. Apparadam, they will come back to here. Sharanam Vrajam. Approach me. Me means. What me? Krishna? Me? Krishna conscious people. Surrender to me, Arjuna. Not Dwaraka Krishna, Yasoda Krishna. Surrendering. Krishna original nature is Atma. That's what Lord Krishna said. Avajananti ma mudaha manushim tanum ashritam. People do not know my real nature. They are thinking I am Dwaraka Krishna. What to do, Arjuna? I am Atma Swarupam, all pervading, Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam, Aham Asmi. Madalasa sings, you know, when the baby is sleeping in the cradle. Madalasa says, Kim Namarodasisho, தவ நாஸ்தி காமஹ கிம் நாம ரோதசி சோ தவ நாஸ்தி மோஹஹ கிம் நாம ரோதசி சோ தவ நாஸ்தி பந்தஹ. ஓ மை டியர் சைல்டு, வை ஆர் யூ கிரையிங்? வாட் இஸ் யுவர் நேம்? யூ நோ முக்தோசி புத்தோசி, யூனோ யூ ஆர் முக்தா, யூ ஆர் புத்தா, ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், யூ ஆர் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் மை டியர் சைல்டு. வை யூ ஆர் கிரையிங்? யூ ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் காமா மோகா பந்தா அட் ஆல். சிமிலர்லி ஹியர் ஷரணம் ரஜா மீன்ஸ் டேக் ஷெல்டர் இன் யுவர் ஓன் செல்ஃப், கால்ட் ஆத்மனிஷ்டா. சர்வதன்வான் பரித்தியஜ்ய மீன்ஸ் மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். மாமேகம் ஷரணம் ரஜா மீன்ஸ் மே யூ எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் இன் தட் ஜானம் ஜான நிஷ்டா அன் அர்த்தம். தட் இஸ் த இம்ப்ளைடு ஃபிகரேட்டிவ் மீனிங். மாம் ஏகம் ஷரணம் ரஜ, அது வேறு. மாம் ஏகம், நன்னு மாத்திரம்தான், என்னை மட்டும், வேற யாருன்னு பண்ணாது என்ன. இஃப் இட் இஸ் லிட்ரல் மீனிங், ஹவு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ஸோ செல்ஃபிஷ், இஸ் இட் நாட்? கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ஸோ செல்ஃபிஷ். மாம் ஏகம் சரணம் ரஜா மீன்ஸ் பரமாத்மானம், இன்ஃபினிட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல், தட் சத் சித் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம் இஸ் யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர். தத்துவம் அசி அர்ஜுனா, மே யூ ஷெல்டர் இன் தட். That's why Bhagavan also never like bhaktas depending upon him. Just like mother feels bad when the child at the age of 25, everything asking mother, amma amma enna pannanum anna 25 vayasula poi give me balloon and asking mother's help, and which mother is happy? Bhagavan also is not happy. Any bhakta crying for everything and asking Bhagavan, Bhagavan feels so pity. Bhagavan is happy when the bhakta recognize atma ahamasmi, jeevatma paramatma aikya gnanam, mam ekam sharanam raja atmanam sharanam raja. May you understand you are atma swarupam, you are free from what? Sanchita agami papa. Sarva papibhyah mokshayishyami Arjuna. If you understand your real Atma nature by renouncing Kartrutva Bhavana, Karma, Abhimana, all this, you will get Nishtha and you are free from Sanchita, Agami, Prarabdha. All are nullified, falsified you with because of knowledge. That is called Sarva Papibhya. How can Bhagavan, Bhagavan enna sonnaru? Nabhuktam kshiyate karma janma koti shatairapi. Idenna? No one can escape their karma phalam, even janmas kalpas also. Now Krishna says, aham moksha ishyami, then cheating dhane, corruption dhane, blackmail dhane. Oru pakkam shastra appadi solradhu, nee adella kandikkaade, naa maatram bank. Like our some local politicians, not all politicians, some local politicians, local na some politicians, they do lot of corruption, in spite of knowing what is rule, order, law and all. Like that Bhagavan also doing the same business. No one can escape from that papa and chunnappo. How can Bhagavan say, I will protect you from papa? Is it not illogical? What type of Bhagavan is this Bhagavan? I don't want that Bhagavan. Appo enna aagum? Suppose Bhagavan said, he will protect me from all papa. Tomorrow onwards, people commit lot of papam. If you take literally, since in 66th shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan said in second line, sarva papibhyah mokshayishyami, he said he will protect me from all papa. Therefore what? Commit mistakes, na? Commit lot of papa. Why? Bhagavan is there to protect me. Is it not illogical? To our experience also, is it not illogical? Illogical and anubhava viruddham and shastra viruddham. Therefore, we must interpret it properly. Papibhyah moksha ishya means punya papa, you know that you are na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, ન મંત્રો ન તીર્થમ ન વેદા ન યજ્ઞા અહમ ભોજનમ નૈવ ભોજ્યમ ન ભોક્તા ચિદાનંદ રૂપ શિવોહમ શિવોહમ. I am Atma Swarupam. Once you understand, you will never do any papa karma. Even punya karma, if you do also, you don't want any karma phalam. You are untouched by even punya also, papa also. Understand? This is the meaning of this shloka. Sarva papebhyaha moksha isyami. Kevala bhakti is there. Suppose you bhakti, 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 it takes you to జ్ఞానం, టేక్స్ యూ టు జ్ఞానం అన్న టేక్స్ యూ టు గురు అర్థం. ఓకే, ఈశ్వరం ఐక్యం ప్రాప్నోతి ఇత్యర్థ. మాం ఏవ ఏష్యసి మీన్స్ ఈశ్వర ఐక్యం ప్రాప్నోతి. హియర్ ఆల్సో మామేవ ఏక్ష్యసి, ఈ త్రీ వేస్ యూ కెన్ ఇంటర్ప్రెట్ దేర్. సహా మాం ఏష్యసి ఏవ, సహ ఏవ మాం ఏష్యసి, ఏష్యతి. There I said in the previous shloka, three times. Here also three times you can take. In the previous shloka, tvam maam eshasi, tvam eva maam eshasi, like that, tvam tvam. Here, saha eva, saha maam eshati eva, saha eva maam eshati, saha maam eshati eva. Like that you can interpret. He definitely attains me, he attains me alone, he alone attains. Shalalam. That is the meaning of this shloka. Which shloka? 66th shloka. Moksha ishyami maam sujaha aham ta sarva papebhyaha maam ekam sharanam raja. That maam yeshasi comes again in the 68th shloka. It is going to come. Aham moksha ishyami. Here maam means not we Krishna. వి కృష్ణ మీన్స్ విశ్వరూప కృష్ణ, ఏకరూప కృష్ణ, ఏ కృష్ణ వి కృష్ణ అన్న, ఏకరూప కృష్ణ విశ్వరూప కృష్ణ ఇల్లై అరూప ఈశ్వర, అరూప ఆత్మ, నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఫల శృతి. మోక్షయిష్యామి మాం శుచః అన్నది, మా శుచః అన్నది ఫలశ్రుతి, బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ భగవద్గీత. విత్ దిస్ దిస్ శ్లోక మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ చరమ శ్లోక. అనదర్ శ్లోక ఆల్సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ వై దిస్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్. బికాస్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ అహమాత్మా గుడాకేశ సర్వభూతాశయ స్థిత, ఐఎమ్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మా ఇన్ ఎవరి వన్స్ హార్ట్. భగవాన్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ Therefore, I am Atma, I have to recognize, then only real bhakti, real devotion towards Krishna. Who is Krishna? Atma Chaitanyam. Upadhi is not satyam. That is only temporary. Upadhi has come to give teaching to us. Krishna need a rupam to teach. I am not a Krishna. Krishna has to come. Avatara has to come to talk about Atma, Swarupam, to say, I am not originally Krishna. Chulitar, avar chunna nama kaadala yedtuka maatom, adhudha. I am not Dwaraka Krishna, I am Atma Rama, Ananda Ramana. Tvam moksha ishyami, sarva papebhyahana, enna papam? Sanchita papam, agami papam, prarabdha papam also. This is called Jnana Phalam. Jnana Phalam is in the form of Shoka Nivritti, freedom from sorrow. This is the only solution from freedom, for freedom from sorrow. Jnanam alone. Jnanat evatu kaivalyam. Kaivalyam means Dukkha Nivritti. Dukkha Nivritti means freedom from sorrow. Are you interested in freedom from sorrow or not? Very much interested, Anna. You must study the last message of Krishna also. That is Uddhava Gita. After completing Bhagavad Gita, we are going to study Uddhava Gita, the last message of Krishna. Same teaching Lord Krishna gives to Uddhava. Next shloka. idam tena tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cha shushrushame vachyam na cha mam yobhyasuyati Now the teaching is over. In this rest of the shlokas, Lord Krishna giving some instructions. Instructions to the students and instructions to the teachers of Vedanta. This shloka, he says, instruction to the teacher. The teacher, Bhagavad Gita teacher or Vedanta teacher should not give this teaching to these people. Who are those people? Adhila naan irikka kodad. Adhila vish mukhyam. Krishna cholla porar. Who are all having these qualities? For those people, Gita teacher must be very careful. She or he should not teach to those students. Who are they? Kadachana na vacham. One should not teach or impart this teaching at any time. Idam. This teaching, Gita Shastram, to those people, this Gita Shastram, Kadachana Navacham, who are all Atapaskaya, number one, who are not practicing austerity, either Kaika Tapas or Vachika Tapas or Manasa Tapas, no tapas is there, for such a people, this should not be given. Atapaskaya na vachyam. Even sattvika tapas or rajasika tapas, at least tamasika tapas, adu edavadu irukkanu. Adu illana solla koodad avanukku. Samvratam, some willful self-denial is called tapas. Samvratam, some ekadasi vratam, mauna vratam, upavasam. Some religious practices one who follows is called tapasvi. Not at all following any religious disciplines, he is called atapasvi. Atapaskaya navacham. Number one. Careful warning to the teachers. That is why I insist so much on values and religious practices, you understand? Illena, we will become a pisacham. If you teach to the people who are not qualified, the teacher will become a pisacha. ஆமாம் ஜாகிரதையாக இருக்கணும் நாங்கள் எல்லாமே. நம்பர் டூ, அபக்தாய கதாச்சன வாச்சம். யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை கதாச்சன ந வாச்சம். கதாச்சன ந வாச்சம் அபக்தாய மீன்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் நாட் டிவோட்டட் டு மீ. நாஸ்திகாஸுக்கு எல்லாம் போய் சொல்லக்கூடாது. தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் டிவோஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் காட், ட்ரஸ்ட் இன் காட், the existence of God, they never trust to such a people, we should not teach this Bhagavad Gita. Abhaktaye jignasu abhaktaye naratham bhaktaye eva vachyam na abhaktaye vachyam. Number three, asushrushave na vachyam shrotum iccha sushrusha. The one who is not interested in listening, the teacher should not impart this teaching to that people, those who are not having interest in listening. Navacham supplied. Shrotum iccha nasti chet. At least they must be artha artharthi bhaktas. First one, bhakti. At least adavadu irkanu. Abhaktaya navacham. அசுஸ்ரூஷவேன ஜிக்னாசு பக்தன் இல்லைன்னா அவனுக்கு டீச் பண்ணக்கூடாது. அர்த்த அர்த்தார்த்தி பக்திக்கு கோயிலுக்கு போ, பூஜை பண்ண, அதுதான் சொல்லணும். தட் இஸ் வை ஜிக்னாசு பக்தா மஸ்ட் பி த குவாலிஃபைட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் டு லிசன். தேர் ஃபார் டீச்சர்ஸ் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் இஸ், இஃப் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் ஏ ஜிக்னாசு, ஜ்ஞாத்தும் இச்சா இஸ் நாட் தேர், த டீச்சர் ஹேஸ் டு கிரியேட் ஜிக்னாசா. அதர்வைஸ் டீச்சர் டீச்சிங் இஸ் யூஸ்லெஸ், மீனிங்லெஸ். The teacher's struggle is one side Vedanta teaching, other side if anyone is not mumukshus, anyone is not jignasu, she has to teach in such a way, she should not point out, you are not a jignasu, you have to become jignasu, let me train you or not. She should not say. சொல்லாமல் சொல்லணும். யார் யாருக்கு ஜிக்னாசு இல்லையோன்னு டீச்சருக்கு நன்னா தெரியும். யார் யாருக்கு ஜிக்னாசு இருக்குன்னு டீச்சருக்கு தெரியும். என்ன டீச்சருக்கா தெரியாமல் இருக்கும்? ஸோ ஜிக்னாசு இல்லாதவங்களுக்கு ஜிக்னாசம் உண்டு பண்ணுற மாதிரி டீச் பண்ணுவான். ஜிக்னாசு ஆல்ரெடி இருக்கிறவங்களுக்கு ஹையஸ்ட் நாலேஜும் இம்பார்ட் பண்ணிட்டு இருப்பான். இதெல்லாம் சைடு பை சைடு நடந்துகிட்டே இருக்கும், ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு தெரியாது யாருக்கு எது சொல்கிறோம். அதுதான் சீக்ரெட். டோன்ட் லுக் அதர் சைடு, அதர் பர்சன் இஸ் ஜிக்னாசு. We have to look at ourselves. Then next, fourth one. Na abhyasuyave vacham tasmai abhyasuyave abhyasuyati yaha abhyasuyati tasmai na vacham. Who is having that, who criticizes always? Who criticizes Bhagavan? Who criticizes Puranas? Who criticizes scriptures? Who criticizes all religious practices? Who criticizes religious practicing people? Such people, they are called critical people. Always to such people, we have to be very careful. We should not teach. Therefore, you have to, this is a double negative way he has presented. Now, you have to present in a positive way. பக்தாய வாச்சம் சுஸ்ரூஷவே வாச்சம் அனசூயவே வாச்சம் விதிமுகேன வாச்சம். இதெல்லாம் நம்ம சப்ளை பண்ணிக்கணும். மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.